Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hello, welcome back to Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Wiffler.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, and we are, Laura wanted me to mention that it's my birthday today.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't have to say it, but that's funny. Okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, I'm turning 30. And to commemorate the early hours of my birthday, I woke up and fed a baby, and I woke up with other kids a couple times. So
this is 30.
This is 30.
Gotta be a good year.
My husband asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I was like, I can't think of any material thing, but if you could find a way to give me 12 hours of sleep, I would take it. So that's what the world has come to.
Well, congrats on 30 years old, Emmy. That's awesome. For the record, I'm not 30, but I'll be turning 30 in September.
Yeah.
So we are very close in age, if you guys were wondering how old we are.
Yeah.
So still in my 20s.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay, so today
we
are not talking about the life of a 30-year-old.
No.
In your 30s. But
that
we
would
are
be boring.
Talking about your fears, not just your fears about getting gray hair, but your other fears about kind of our extreme fears in motherhood and the things that are probably pretty unlikely, but sometimes they take over our mind and it feels like it's really, really bad and it's going to happen.
Yeah. So it's important to remember, like, today we're not talking about, like, worrying about meal planning or what activities to sign your kids up for, which are, like, legit things. You know, I'm not trying to make light of them, but what we're talking about more is, like, those bigger, like Emily said, more unlikely things. Like, I don't know, it's a scary time to be a mom. Let's just be honest. You know, it can feel scary, I guess, where it's like, things like kidnapping and terrorism and global warming. And I don't know, I live in Chicago. So like the murders that are happening downtown that I see, you know, it's, you know, you can just worry about, or like the whole like, oh, I have a pain in my toe. Oh, I must be dying. You know, like these just unlikely conclusions that we're drawing.
Yeah.
And
well, last night on Facebook, as I was thinking about this episode, I literally clicked on an article that said something about, oh, I wish I could remember the exact title. You're like killing your children if you're feeding them hot dogs. It was something like that.
Yeah.
It was dead serious. Like I was like, really?
Perfect example.
And then, you know, I read the article and afterwards I was like, how many times did I feed my kids hot dogs?
Now you're not going to be able to feed your kid a hot dog without worrying if you're sort of killing them inside, you know? So it's like, and that is why it can kind of feel like a scary time, is like exactly what Emily said, is that the access to information that we have right now with Facebook and all of their crazy, I mean, Facebook is insane.
Facebook is crazy these days.
Oh, it's, I had to like start going through it and saying like, see less from this, this brand. Yeah. Because it was just like, I could not handle the amount of fear-centric articles. Yes. And I was like, I don't want to know about that. And so.
Yes. And here's the thing too. It's always like people post it with their opinion and they're not experts. Yeah. And so now we've got like fear-mongering articles in front of our face 24/7 on the news, all over the internet. And you have a bunch of non-expert people speaking into these situations.
Oh, man.
And it can just start to feel like, what is going on in the world?
Yeah. And I think like I've heard from so many people, like our world is going to pot. It's so much worse than it's ever been, you know? And it's just interesting to me because I'm like, well, it's not really worse than it's ever been. It's just that you hear about literally every bad thing that ever happens. Like you literally hear about it now.
Yes.
Whereas before you kind of lived in a bubble because there was no 24/7 news cycle, you know? And so like, remembering even in biblical times, you know, there was persecution and slaveries. I mean, let's talk about gladiators, fight cuts to the death of humans.
I know.
You know, like, yes. They're kidnapping people, doing whatever they wanted when they wanted to do it. These crazy politics, like this, there is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I've just been spending some time reading through the Old Testament, and literally I'm shocked at how I guess similar it is, but two, yeah. even how much worse it sounds
yes.
than
yes.
where we live. I'm like, wow, I'm glad that that's not our problems, you know?
Totally.
And so I think you're totally right, Laura. Just like one little walk through the Bible or history lesson would tell us,
yeah.
this is normal humanity. The yeah. things that are going on in our world have been going on since
yes.
the fall. Which I won't jump into right now.
No, go ahead. It's time. Let's get to the gospel.
All right. Yeah, you guys, the gospel is just that that sin entered the world and now everything is broken and everything is impacted by sin. And so we live in this fallen world, but God sent Jesus. And so we are counting on him for his ultimate justice to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment for sin and all of the suffering that has happened was placed on Jesus. We cannot even imagine what that was like.
Yeah.
And now God is working out his perfect plan and Jesus is going to return. And so I know somebody said to me one time as well, like, hey, we feel like the world is spiraling out of control, but it's really like coming into place. Like this
mm-hmm.
is God's plan. Like all of these things that are happening are, we can hope, we can have confidence, and we can almost look at it feeling like, yes, it's awful and it's hard, but this is part of God bringing about his ultimate justice
yeah.
and his ultimate grace for us. And one day, I don't know how it's all going to work out, but we are going to look back and be like, wow, we want to worship and glorify God forever because of what a wonderful story he, you know, played out and
yeah.
the salvation and the justice and everything that happened.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to just remember that, like, you know, when we're worrying about these things, we are making God smaller. You know, we're
yeah.
not, we're not looking at him as he truly is. We're not believing who the God of the Bible is, a
mm-hmm.
God that values us enough to sacrifice his own son, who
yes.
took all of the wrath, all of the suffering, who suffered, the one person who shouldn't have had a hard life or any suffering or anything bad happen. He took everything. And that is how much God loves you. And so
yeah.
when we worry about those things, we're totally negating the gospel and
yeah.
not even placing any value on it. And so I think it's important just to remember of like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, ladies, God made flowers because they're beautiful. Like
yeah.
he literally made something to grow up, to be beautiful for a short term and then die again simply for our enjoyment. Like how
yeah.
much more does God love you and want you to,
mm-hmm.
to understand and grasp how much he loves you when he would just make a simple flower for you.
Yeah. And it's just, and the other thing too, is that we kind of live in a culture and in a time that wants life to just be as easy and as comfortable
mm-hmm.
and as convenient as possible. And so as people, we can sometimes pursue that. And when we hear
yeah.
all these things, we think, oh, this is going to, you know, mess up my plan and for my kids' lives. Or if this happens, this is going to be the worst thing ever. And like, we just need to remember that, the God we follow had his own son sacrificed, like
mm-hmm.
Laura said, Mary got, or Jesus's mom, that probably wasn't in her perfect plan to stand
yeah.
and watch her son be
right.
tortured and shamed and spit on and killed. But you guys,
yep.
that was God's goodwill. And
yep.
so we just need to remember, and this is a hard, hard truth for us to
yeah.
swallow as moms, that sometimes God has not promised us an easy life, but God has promised that he will do everything for
mm-hmm.
our good and for his glory. And we can trust him in that. And we need to remember that sometimes his good does not look the way we want it to. And so when we're having these fears or we're worried about what will happen, there is that element of saying, you know what, no matter what happens, even if it is this irrational fear that I'm having, like
mm-hmm.
I have to trust that God can redeem anything, that God is going to be just over everything
mm-hmm.
and that God is going to sustain me through that and help me face that, whatever that is.
Yes.
Oh,
and
that's
I love,
so hard.
No, that was good. And I think that the concept of future grace is something that has always sustained me. Every time I kind of get down the path, no matter what type of worry, when you start thinking ahead in the future, like, remember that God's grace is meeting you for today.
Yes.
That's all that you have. That is all that you need. And worry isn't going to change tomorrow. Like, God will give you that grace that you need to face whatever it is in the future. And the reason you can't comprehend how in the world am I going to face that if that happens, the reason why you start getting in a tizzy when you start allowing yourself to go down a path of kind of any type of fear, because you have not been given, granted the grace to deal with that yet. Like, I just am amazed as I watch friends walk through trials that I'm like, oh my goodness, I have no idea how I would be a wreck. How are they so at peace? And that is because they are looking to the Lord and they are resting in that grace that has been arranged and set forth for that, that perfect time. And so we don't need to worry about things that may not happen at all, because we don't, and how we would deal with that, because God is going to help us to deal with that at the right time.
Yeah. And I know that, like, just that future worry, one thing that, like, will come to my mind sometimes and that I've just been struggling through recently is my children will do something or go through something, and I will, all of a sudden, my brain hops about 15 years in the future and I am like, that child is going to be kicked out of school forever for bullying, or like, or this child is going to, you know, have some other, you know, big health issue or something. And I just have to remember, no, you know what the Lord has asked me to do today? He's just said, Emily, faithfully discipline this child today. That's all I've asked you to do. That's all I've asked you to worry about is the fact that this child is hitting your other child. Like, just deal with that. Don't deal with what's going to happen in 15 years or whatever, because I don't know. And so I think we just have to stop ourselves. Like, that would be one of the one ways we would say to combat this is, like, just stop thinking about it. Like, it's just cut your path off, cut the thought path off.
And what does that, look like? I mean, that looks like, oh my word, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And then it's like, wait, nope, I'm worrying. I'm going to go think about something else. Like, I know when people say just stop, I'm always like, that's impossible. You know, as a woman, I'm like, no way. But really what I've learned is that, like, okay, my brain is always thinking, right? Yeah. And so I need something else to think about, you know, and I will say, think about good things, you know, and I'll try to recall, like, a lot of times my kind of illogical fears come out at night. And I'll be kind of spiraling down a path of something sort of scary. And then try to think of a good memory from that day, or, you know, try to think about something fun that's happening the next day. Or even better, if I were really on top of it, I would have a verse that would say, hey, this is what I'm going to think about. Matthew 6:25-34, amazing verses about not being anxious. We'll probably link to a couple of these in the show notes. But just, like, remembering scripture to say, hey, this isn't what I'm going to do because I don't need to, because I have nothing to fear, because I have God on my side. And so having those things and then redirecting your thoughts, this is the battlefield of the mind, moms. Okay. We are at war with our own minds. And so that's where you want to come armed, equipped, ready to fight. And that looks like something as simple as changing what you're thinking about.
Yeah, and if you've heard our quiet time episode, you should definitely, like, go back and listen to that, because that is where we build up this foundation of when we're spending time in God's word, this foundation. Because if you haven't read anything in scripture, you don't know any truth in these situations, it is going to be really difficult, because I feel like that is what the Holy Spirit can do for us, is pull some of those things out of our minds and our hearts to remind us of truth. And honestly, you guys, this is a really practical thing, but, like, I have to just stop reading stuff and stop watching stuff sometimes. Like, I'm not going to advocate for, like, being sheltered. I know there are some good things about just being aware of the hardship that's going on in the world. But for each of us, we have to have discernment. Like, if you are feeling continually anxious or continually concerned, or it's causing you to really, like, freak out, or you have those hot button things in your life that if somebody talks about, you, you know, really get defensive, it may be time to, like, you know, back off of some of the clicking of articles on Facebook, or some of the, I don't know what all the other ways people get information, news, whatever.
Yep. Exactly. I think those are super good. Are there any other, I think we kind of scattered a lot of our tips in,
yeah,
in the shows we were talking, but, really ladies, like, I mean, let's be honest. I totally looked this stat up and I was like, okay, my kid has more of a chance of getting in a plane crash, which I do like 4 times a year, go on a plane with them, than being kidnapped, mm-hmm. you know? And so just like looking at the illogicalness or just the very unlikeliness of these things that we allow ourselves to spiral down with. And, you know, that simple fact alone should hopefully help abate some of those fears. But ultimately, God is the only one who can transform your mind, being in his word. And so we just want to encourage you today to just take control of your mind and not allow it to go down these rabbit trails that really, again, isn't trusting in who God is and, mm-hmm. and believing that in the God of the Bible. So mm-hmm. go forth today
with hope.
With hope.
With hope, with hope, yes, that God is going to fulfill all of his promises and, yeah, go hang out with him.
Yeah, do that. And happy birthday, Emily.
Woohoo!
Yay, 30. All right. All right, well, thanks for joining us, ladies.